Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Oranisha Ross, Oraneisha, Ross, Ross.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You can go ahead and complete the transfer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hello, this is Oranisha.
Yes, I'm not sure if you guys got the right pronunciation or spelling of my name.
Okay, what is the right pronunciation of your name?
It's Ornisha, but it's Oraneisha.
Okay,
I didn't hear
perfect.
if she quite said it right.
Okay, no worries. I believe I have it here, but thank you so much for clarifying that information. Okay, were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And again, I just wanted to let you know that my name is Hannah and we are on a recorded call here, okay? Okay, now, have you already found an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, or would this be the first time you're looking into it?
The first time.
Okay, perfect. So you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that right? Okay, got it. And were you the one that had used hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And after using hair relaxer, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, ovarian.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank
Okay, now I'll go ahead and pull this information here. And are you able to confirm that you are a resident of the US?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. When was it that you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer?
And January 5th of 2024, just earlier this year.
Oh, geez, I'm so sorry to hear that. And you said that was January the 5th of, or the 4th of this year.
Fifth,
The
yes,
5th. Okay,
fifth.
January 5th of this year, I see. Okay. Do you happen to recall whom it was that had diagnosed you or where it was that they had
Joe
diagnosed you?
Montgomery. At Joe Montgomery, so Joanne.
John Corey, okay, doctor. Okay, and is that going to be in Cypress, Texas that you had seen Dr. Joe
Yes.
Montgomery? Okay, got it. Okay, let me have their phone number here. 955-5300. Okay. Okay. Now, did you use hair relaxer at least 4 times within a single year prior to be diagnosed with your ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times a year would you say that you were using hair relaxer? Was it like 4 times a year, more
Between
than
like
that?
six to it was like six every 6 to 8 weeks. It's like the box state. The box pay you to do it like every 6 to 8 weeks. So that's how I was using it.
Okay. Every 6 years. Okay. So that would be about 9 times a year, roughly. Is that right?
Roughly, yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Okay, and was it at Dr. Joe Montgomery's office that you were diagnosed? Or was it at a hospital where he was
Yes.
working? Was it at HCA?
It was, yeah,
It was
at Joe Montgomery's office.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, go ahead and put that in. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
3/1/94.
Okay, and you said that would be March 1st of 1994, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and in addition to being diagnosed with your ovarian cancer, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, got it. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that may have been affected with cancer after using hair relaxer, or not to the best of your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge at this moment.
Okay, got it. And during the time frame that you were using hair relaxer, did you exclusively use this in the state of Texas?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And when would you say that you started using hair relaxer? Do you remember how old you were or what year it was?
It was in 2014 when I started.
2014, okay. And if you're not sure about the month, did you want me to go ahead and just put for now January 1st of 2014?
Yeah, you can do, yeah, you can start in 20, you can say January, because I'm not sure exactly what you meant.
Okay, no worries. We'll just go ahead and put that as a rough estimate. And do you happen to recall how old you were or what year it was when you stopped using hair relaxer?
I just stopped this year.
This year, would you say? So, you know, pretty much right
in
around
January,
when
I stopped. Okay. Yeah, right around when I was diagnosed.
Okay, got it. So I'll go ahead and put the usage just as a rough estimate here. January 1st of 2014 to about January 1st of 2024. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, you can do the estimate.
Okay. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, so would you say that pretty consistently throughout those 10 years that you were using it every 6 to 8 weeks like you were saying?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Like a crazy old fool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, at least now we know, you know, what could have been the cause of it. Hopefully we're able to get you the justice that you deserve. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And in terms of where you were receiving the hair relaxer treatment, did you do it yourself at home? Did you have it in a salon? Both?
I was administering it myself.
You're administering yourself at home. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you currently use any hair relaxer, or you pretty much stopped back earlier this year?
No, I'm stopped. I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. And it's okay if you don't happen to have it, but would you happen to have any receipts or empty bottles still? It's okay if you don't.
Oh, no.
Okay, of course. No. Okay, and do you happen to remember the name brand that you had used? Cream of Nature, Dark Cloud?
Yeah, it was African Pride. That's the only one I used to use.
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, and did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah, it started way after.
Mm-hmm. Right, of course. Okay, got it. Okay, and after you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer, what type of treatment did you receive? Did you go on radiation, chemotherapy?
Yes, the chemotherapy and a hysterectomy, a complete hysterectomy, and 4 cycles of chemo.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Do you recall when it was that you had started your first cycle of chemotherapy?
February, I want to say February the 8th.
February the 8th of this year.
Yeah, February 8th.
Is that was that also conducted by Dr. Joseph Montgomery, or was that a separate doctor?
Did yes, everything was handled in
everything office. Was through him. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay. Let me go ahead and put that information in here. Okay, and you said that you're diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Okay, and for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and your height?
5'5".
5'5", okay, thank you. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and just jot down information for you as of right now. So I'm going to go ahead and read your name back to you. So I have Oranisha, which is O like orange, R like Roger, A like apple, N like Nancy, E like elephant, I like igloo, S like Sam, H like Henry, A like Apple. Is that correct?
Yes. O-R-A-N-E-I-S.
Okay, perfect. So the way that I spelled it out was completely right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And last name, is that going to be Ross, R-O-S-S?
Yes.
Okay, and do you go by a middle initial or middle name at all, or no?
It's Renata.
Okay. Okay. And would you be able to spell that for me just so I make sure I have it right?
Romeo, Apple, Yo-Yo, Nancy, Apple, Dog, Apple.
Got it. So I have R like Roger, E like elephant, N like Nancy, A like apple, D like dog, A like apple. Is that right?
R, A as an apple, Y as a yo-yo, N-A-D-A.
Oh, my apologies. So I have R like Roger, A like apple, Y like yellow, N like Nancy, A like apple, D like dog, A like apple. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. My apologies. Thank you so much for that. Okay, and social?
434-89-4325.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I have 434-89-4325. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what's the best email address for you?
PrincessRaw16@yahoo.com.
I'm sorry, what was that before the number 16?
PrincessRaw.
I'm so sorry. It's a bit muffled here. Would you be able to spell that out for me?
PRINCESS.
Okay.
ROSS.
Got it. 16. And you said that was at Yahoo, Gmail?
Yahoo.
Okay. So I have PrincessRaw16@yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry about that. And what's going to be the best phone number for us to reach you at?
504-478-4903.
4973. I'm going to read that back to you. So I have 504-478-4973. Is that right?
4903.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me go ahead and put that in. 504-478-4903. Okay, 504-478-4903. Okay, perfect. All right, and what's the best physical address for you?
The 6243.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Gillian Park Drive, Katy. 6243 Gillian Park Drive, Katy, Texas, 77449.
Okay, I'll read that back to you. So I have 6243 Gillian Park Drive, Katy, Texas, 77449. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And you're aware that at Dr. Joseph's office, they would have the medical records to show your diagnosis. Is that right?
Yes, I have my medical records as well that I can prove.
Okay, perfect. And the last thing here before we... Yeah, and again, we don't need it right now. We're just asking to show that if you have them in possession or not. Last thing here is I will just need an emergency contact from you.
504. Oh, you can do my sister.
Yeah, okay.
You could do my grandmother. Her name's Patricia. P-A-T. Mm-hmm. I-C-I-A.
Perfect. All right. Okay, perfect. And I'm ready for her phone number whenever you have it.
504-654-8203.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, I will go ahead and get this drafted for us. If I'm not already, you can actually go ahead and put me on the speaker phone.
Okay.
And what I'm about to do is I am actually going to send you over. It's going to be both an email and text message notification. So whichever one pops up first, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and do that. It'll take me just about a minute just to draft everything here. Okay, perfect. Okay, you should see it on your side now. Again, it doesn't matter which one you see first, text message or email. Whichever one pops up, just go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
Okay, and whenever it does pop up on your site, again, just walk through it. If you're stuck anywhere, just feel free to let me know.
Okay.
And are you at the part where it asks you to finish, or are you at the part where there's like a yellow box?
I did.
Okay, perfect. All right, perfect. So I just got on my side. Let me just make sure everything is good. And we are almost all set here. In a moment, I am actually going to be shooting you over a text message with my information. So if you ever have any questions or concerns about your case, please feel free to shoot me a text or give me a call, and I'll be able to assist. At this point, you don't need to do anything. Someone from the law firm should be making their introductory phone call to you in within now up into the next 4 days, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and that's basically it as of right now. Once again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but if there really is anything that we can do at this point to assist you getting some justice, that's what we want to do here, okay, Aranisha?
Okay.
Yeah, but I do appreciate your time today, and I do hope you have a great rest of your day, as well as a wonderful Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.